The transition to virtual learning has presented many challenges for Colorado's K-12 educators. This includes getting classes online and making sure students have the technology to access them. But as KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, one Northern Colorado teacher also sees COVID-19 as an educational opportunity.
Nicholas Wolverton posted a video on YouTube in late March. It's an overview of a virtual science course he's teaching at Polaris Expeditionary Learning School in Fort Collins.
Since the coronavirus is definitely in the news and in our lives and affecting our lives,
it's called the 2019 Coronavirus Unit.
I decided that the best thing that we could learn as scientists is to learn about viruses and specifically the coronavirus.
Middle school students learn all about the virus, from how it interacts with the body to creating a vaccine. The curriculum is based on ski slope levels. Wolverton starts his students at the green circle learning basic concepts. They progress to blue, then black, and finally double black diamond.
These teenagers are going to be stuck at home, and they're not going to understand, like, if they're not getting sick, why the heck they can't go hang out with their friends if they're not going to have symptoms.
A video for each level is posted on Sunday and assignments are due on Friday. Students can work at their own pace, which is ideal, says Wolverton, because they have other stuff going on.
So they're dealing with their family, trying to take care of maybe some siblings at home or trying to just transition. So it's not 100% participation, but the kids that are getting in there are doing a pretty good job of getting assignments completed.
And that's important with schools closed and kids finishing out the school year online. Robert Beauchamp is the Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Assessment for Poudre School District.
We've communicated out to our teachers and our families. Well, I'd say the first thing is that it's the health and well-being of our students.
The district also wants its teachers to focus on essential skills and concepts and not worry about how much time students work each day.
It's really hard to put a number of minutes or hours for learning. Some kids might cruise through some math problems really quickly, others might take a little longer.
Colorado school districts have traditionally had a lot of autonomy. And during the coronavirus pandemic, they were allowed to implement a remote learning plan that worked best for them. The state provided general guidance and relaxed some requirements like taking attendance.
The state's been really great, very flexible. I think the thing that we have to keep reminding folks about is that we are operating in a emergency or crisis situation.
This flexibility extends to issuing grades too. Beauchamp says the district has essentially frozen them. Teachers can still choose to give grades, but they can only help, not hurt, students' final marks.
This philosophy, I think, honors the fact that kids have been working really hard throughout the year. It also doesn't punish anyone for lack of internet access or lack of being able to engage in some of these end-of-year learning.
Back online, science teacher Nicholas Wolverton is checking in with one of his students.
What do you think was the most surprising thing that you learned throughout the unit?
I think it was the transmission rate of it.
He's chatting with 8th grader Noah Colbert, who has made it to the last level of the course, the double black diamond.
Just that you can, like, infect on average like 2.3 or something people per one person who has it.
The why behind concepts like social distancing are not new to Colbert. He has cystic fibrosis, a genetic disease that can lead to respiratory infections. It puts him at a higher risk to contract COVID-19.
That's kind of second nature to me, like staying away from people who I think are sick and making sure you wash your hands a lot. I think it's cool because I can teach others that who aren't really used to that.
Wolverton plans to continue putting lessons online when school returns to normal. He says combining virtual learning with in-person instruction is a powerful way to teach students.
It's just a very interesting time to be a teacher. And I think that as teachers, the best thing we can do is just show up and do the best for our students.
But right now, he's just ready to get back to the classroom. Hopefully in August, when the new school year begins. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.